It is graduation day of sorts for the Ugandan Army's Battle Group 5. The soldiers have just completed the first part of their training for a mission that is arguably one of the toughest and most dangerous in the world. In May, they're headed to Mogadishu, Somalia, to replace another Ugandan contingent serving there as part of the African Union's peacekeeping mission known as AMISOM. Uganda's Army Chief, Lieutenant General Edward Katumba Wamala, reminded the new graduates that ignoring what they've learned could be costly.
How much you take into the skills and ready to employ them could determine on you whether you come back alive, you yourself, or whether you are the unit itself survives the mission, or the mission in totality survives.
For the past 5 weeks, French and Belgian instructors with the French Foreign Legion in Djibouti have drilled the Ugandans on military basics. Other courses were tailored more toward peacekeeping, such as convoy protection, and search missions for Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Al-Shabaab has waged a fierce 3-year-long war against AMISOM and the UN-backed government in Mogadishu. The Ugandans also learned about dealing with improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. They have become increasingly more sophisticated in Somalia, thanks to knowledge shared by militants in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Take the hands.
The French military has trained Ugandan peacekeepers since their first deployment in Somalia in early 2007. Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Roussel says the Ugandans have made significant progress toward becoming one of the top armed forces in Africa.
This army is very serious, maybe professional, not at European forces are professional, but it's not easy to compare. But UPDF is has a good discipline, and the soldiers and the officers have a good, very good willing.
But in Mogadishu, there are plenty of critics who complain that Ugandan troops in Somalia often lack discipline and blame them for hundreds of deaths. They say Ugandans rely too much on artillery, tank, and rocket fire to defend themselves. The Ugandans say such reports are wildly exaggerated. Private military contractors from the United States will soon arrive to complete the Ugandans' training. The U.S., AU, and the European Union count heavily on the Ugandans for the peacekeeping mission in Somalia. They make up half the 5,300-member AMISOM force there. Alicia Rubio, News, Singo County, Uganda.